The presidential elections in Egypt hang in the balance. Cell phones are now an outreach tool, and thousands of volunteers are on a packing mission. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt appears to be starting over in the quest to reshape itself. Yesterday, the highest court declared the Islamist-dominated parliament invalid, and that decision means that the four-month-old parliament has to dissolve. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says.
This comes at a time when, of course, there's about to be a runoff election for president, and one of the candidates is going to be the interim government leader. This is an extremely volatile development.
Now, the military government will take over, and they have to appoint a new panel to write the constitution, and then they'll hold the parliamentary elections again. Martial law's in effect. It's complete chaos. So pray. There were many gospel opportunities in the days following the revolution.
The church is really praying that the church itself would be a center for healing and hope, and pray for the outcome of these elections, that whoever is given the authority to reform parliament would be someone who would respect and protect the Christian minority in that country.
Next, Turkey's writing a new constitution, too. But Forum 18 News Service is concerned that this new one still won't allow for proper religious freedom. Many religious groups have presented their views to the commission that's writing the constitution, but Forum 18 says recent government actions seem to favor the Sunni Muslim majority. So pray that the new constitution would provide more everyday freedoms for Christians. By the way, Turkey's 31st on the Open Doors World Watch List for the persecuted church. You're listening to Mission Network News. The capital of Ethiopia is home to thousands of street orphans and families in poverty. Bethany Christian Services just kicked off their One Family campaign last week in Knoxville, Tennessee, to raise sponsors for needy Ethiopian families and orphans. Jennifer Dibble with Bethany says,
most sponsorship programs are typically focused on a one-on-one relationship between a sponsor and the child. The Bethany sponsorship program is focused on lifting up the entire family.
Sponsorship costs $30 a month. Sponsoring a family meets their physical needs and allows a Bethany worker to minister Christ's love too. The response in Knoxville has been so incredible, Bethany doubled its Ethiopia sponsorship program like that.
What we believe happened in Knoxville last week was like an earthquake. It was an awakening of this community.
But it's not just for people in Tennessee.
Knoxville is where the campaign was centered, but we're inviting people around the United States to join that campaign as well.
You can call our resource line to learn more. Meanwhile, God's using mobile phones to help disciple young people in the Middle East. Since many Christians in the Middle East can't meet for fear of their lives, they're learning about Christ through Biblica's Teens for Christ discipleship program. Using their cell phones, young people can now access daily Bible readings and devotionals and join an online youth group. $6 makes it available to each student. You can help change the Middle East. We'll connect you at our website. And a lot of people need humanitarian aid, so why don't ministries send it? Well, Global Aid Network sends dozens of containers each year, but to do that, they have to pack a lot. So all next week, 3,000 volunteers will be at the Gain Warehouse to help, says Phil Luller.
We will pack probably 5 to 8, maybe 5 to 10 containers worth of aid this project alone. You know, we pack aid throughout the year, but these are the big times to bring a lot of people in to pack up the food that we pack, the vegetable seeds that we send over, the new and used clothing, the school supplies, medical supplies.
Each volunteer is participating in kingdom work. Every container is distributed in God's love and usually with the gospel message. Everybody's welcome to help, starting on Monday in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
We say 4 to 94. We have sitting jobs for older people. We have jobs for the younger kids. But just come on in and help us.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. So for a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It's a helpful guide to help you learn how to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins July 20th. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.